Welcome to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jared Cohen. This is Instant Crush. And we're back for another week, potentially the second to last week of the year, joined by Abe Jollis, Vinny Zacoccio. His mic wasn't on.
How's it going?
There we go.
There's mine. Oh, it is. We're good.
This is a very special episode of Instant Crush. As we said, only 2 weeks to go left in the year. Hopefully we'll be back next week, no promises, but in case we aren't, thought we'd do a little bit of a year in review. So how tonight's show is going to work, every song we play tonight will have been a song we played already at one point or another earlier in the year, but each person picked songs only played by the other person. So in case you didn't know, the way it works every episode is we send each other in a group chat four songs that we would like to be played, and then all of them are played. Oftentimes we haven't heard them beforehand. So today, each person picked songs that had been played previously by another person. Mm-hmm. And we'll see who comes out on top. Spoiler alert, it's me.
It's actually me.
No,
fun fact,
you're last place.
Fun fact, there are 12 songs outside of Instant Crush in this playlist. One of them was originally played by Abe.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks.
But I appreciate your love for me because you picked four songs for me.
I did see that, yeah.
I give you my love forever.
Abe just doesn't love me.
I'm quitting the show.
No, I think you need to stay forever and pick more of the songs I played already. I'm just trolling. Every song we played is actually amazing.
That's true.
And we're going to get it started with a song we played last week, actually. And both Abe and Finian requested this song.
That's true,
Finian's
yeah.
Finian's just stupid.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Finian can't read, so that's actually the truth. But played the song last week. Country music, very popular. Luke Combs, very catchy.
Banger.
Relates to weather.
We love that.
When it rains, it pours.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my mind, ended up at a Shell on I-65. On that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the play around a guy. it all started on the day that she walked out. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains it pours. When it rains it pours.
Thank you. Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? You're only dancing on this earth for a short while. And though your dreams may toss and turn you now, they will vanish away like your daddy's best jeans, denim blue, fading up to the sky. And though you want them to last forever, you know we never will. You know we never will. And the patches make the goodbye harder still. Very young, what will you leave us this time? There'll never be a better chance to change your mind. And if you want this world to see better days, will you carry the words of love with you? Will you ride the great white bird into heaven? And though you want to last forever, you know you never will. Goodbye makes the journey harder still.
Welcome back, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Back on Instant Crush, that was Water Fountain by Tune Yards. I picked that one. We played it a long time ago, but even better this time. Like, truly has become one of my favorite songs. We played it in an episode that we did that was songs from video games. Okay. I think that was a FIFA song. I don't know why I keep, like, not pressing your mic correctly. I think it was a FIFA song.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. I think I played that FIFA, but man.
FIFA 16.
That song, yep. There's something in that song.
It's something infectious.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it's a great song. Tune Yards is the band, and if you don't know them, you should definitely check them out. They got more great stuff.
We were just talking, like, the way the drums build on that song, the way that every word is, like, placed, just, like, it's just, it has a feeling to it. The chicken part in the middle, the two-pound chicken, like, every time.
Tastes better with friends.
It tastes better with two. And, you know, I just love it. And the blood-soaked dollar, like, all of that, it's just, I love that.
You gotta read into the
meaning.
You know
it's okay, because it still works at the store.
Yeah, right? Like,
I gotta read into the meaning of those lyrics.
I assume it has to do with a drought.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Water Fountain is the name of the song. I mean,
there isn't any water in the water.
There's no water in the water fountain, and there's no phone in the phone booth.
What do you do?
I love that song. I'm glad you played it, because it brought me back. It was this song.
I'm glad you like it.
It wasn't on my playlist, and now anytime it comes on in the car, we're there.
It was our first thematic episode.
Yeah, it was our first thematic episode.
We done three?
This is our third.
The second one was about weather.
Rain. Yeah. And a couple songs from that episode actually made this one. And then I have some planned for next year. We're going to do a money-themed episode.
We're going to do money, yeah.
And we'll find some other ones. But I like that concept. Before Water Fountain, we had Oh Very Young by Cat Stevens. Before that, we had Right Down the Line, Jerry Rafferty. Abe, you picked that one. Any significance?
Yeah. I really like Jerry Rafferty.
And it's fine.
Fair enough. I know one of your favorite songs, Baker Street.
I wouldn't say almost, but we were talking about renaming the second season of the show, Instant Crush Season 2.
It was like, what other
Baker
song
Street.
Would we do? Yeah. And Baker that was one of them.
That would have been good, actually.
I loved it. I actually don't remember if you ever played it or not. I just really wanted to listen to it, so I was just like...
Right Down the Line?
Yeah.
I did play it.
Okay.
Of course. I love that. Yeah. Never gets old. That's another one. Like, when that comes out on the car, it never gets skipped. It just doesn't.
Jerry Rafferty, shout out to John Boyce. Put me on.
Oh, your SB Nation boy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to meet that guy one day.
Oh, my God.
You have him on LinkedIn.
Yeah, you know his coworker, right?
I do. I have two of his coworkers on LinkedIn.
But not him.
No.
Oh.
He's a little bit too famous for me.
We'll get there.
Yeah. All right. So that was Water Fountain. We'll come back periodically, talk about the songs we've played again. This is our year wrap-up episode of Instant Crush. That was Water Fountain. This was kind of, at least for me, since the start of the year, it's really been the year of Steely Dan. I got really into Steely Dan this year. I know I'm like 55 years too late.
Speak on it. I am right there with you.
Yeah, like I take the credit, or I take the blame, excuse me, for, you know, my dad, as I grew up every year, was like, you need to listen to Steely Dan. And I was like, they're in that one Kanye song. But
I'd say after, like, any Grateful Dead album, Asia is my dad's favorite album.
And I should have been listening this whole time. I apologize I wasn't. But better late than never. It's been the year of Steely Dan.
Andy, Ron, we apologize. Yeah,
we apologize.
You were right. The whole time you were right.
But two Steely Dan songs made it on to this year-end recap playlist. So we've got back-to-back. We're going to do Deacon Blues and Gaucho.
One more expensive kiss off. Who do you Call me a fool, you say it's a crazy scheme. Are you crying again? Would it be the same if I could hold you, my friend? I know it's hard to be alone. A soul with no face is a lonely embrace. But I know it's hard. I know it's hard to be alone. Now there's clouds up between the thorn and the road ain't so clear, but we can still walk across. But I know it's home. Be alone. A soul with no face is a lonely embrace. But I know it's hard, and I know it's hard to be alone.
Bottle in my lap, I'm looking for a problem, so I'm modeling the gap. So somebody save me, cause I don't wanna go to jail. I'd rather be up in the mansion for the polo sale. But I'm here, stuck inside my thoughts. I'm trying to have a bag of money stuffed inside my shorts. My life is like a movie, blizzard with a shoddy, hooker house on Roozy, chilling in the lobby. Yes, I'm living gnarly, the 40 ounce of barley. Open up cigars and fill them with a bunch of Marley. Double cup, pour the house straight from Ruger. Ruger for intruders, hand in hands made by the doulas. Ginger ale and Knicks glasses, your style is pissed, motherfucker. Time to flip the mattress, kick it swift as Cassius. My mind is stronger than Marius Pugenau's. Obvious to see, I'm a star straight off the couch. You rapping with a blouse, you get slapped upside the mouth by the Zangief lookalike. Bronson always cook it right. Spray the vinegar to tighten up a yummy. Smoking got me squinting like the sky's high and sunny. Attachment on the nozzle make the iron fire funny. Never stop until my body diving in a pile of money. I'm moving forward cause nothing's gonna be the same. Eyes blurry from the smoke, I can't see the lane. Swerving heavy, bottle in my lap. I'm looking for a problem, so I'm modeling the gap. Somebody save me, cause I don't wanna go to jail. I'd rather be up in the mansion for the polo sale. But I'm here, stuck inside my thoughts. I'm trying to have a bag of money stuffed inside my shorts. I'm always smoking like a gunshot. You know the fuzzy light green, call it Dunlop. Flow nuns twat. Many hours, one man standing in one spot. From the morning till the motherfucking sun drop. Cause I'm one with the earth, eyes red. Motherfucker, I've been blunted since birth. Age 9, mob dudes kept the gun in the purse next to the hairspray. Fuck tomorrow, money coming in the fast way. I'm moving forward cause nothing's gonna be the same. Eyes blurry from the smoke, I can't see the lane. Swerving heavy, bottle in my lap. I'm looking for a problem, so I'm modeling the gap. Somebody save me cause I don't wanna go to jail. I'd rather be up in the mansion for the polo sale. But I'm here, stuck inside my thoughts. I'm trying to have a bag of money stuffed inside my shorts.
We never talk. There was a time when there weren't enough words to say.
Before, and I know you think it can't get lower than the floor. While That's when I realized the truth. Darling, I can't do without you, man. I can't do without you. Every minute seems like years. I can't do without you, baby. I've cried so much, I run out of tears. I sit by the telephone, hoping you will call. Look at your picture, baby. I beat my head against the wall. I can still feel the fire from our first kiss. Every time I think about you, baby, I drink myself sick. I can't do without you. I'm like an addict hooked on drugs. You're my habit, baby. I got to have some more of your love, baby. Oh yeah. Never have I been locked up in a world of misery. I need you, darling, to set me free. Come back, baby. Try me one more time. Oh baby, I'm about to go out of my mind. I can't do without you. I'm going out of my head. I can't do without you, baby. Without you, baby, I might as well be dead. Oh, baby, oh, baby, come on back to me, baby. I realize I made a big mistake, baby. I can't do without you, baby. I can't live another day without you.
91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was I Can't Do Without You by George Jackson. Before that, we had Twilight by Anderson .Paak, Not Enough Words, Action Bronson, and Static Selecta, Rain by the Teskey Brothers, and then those two Steely Dan songs we told you about earlier. Any thoughts? Any thoughts?
I thought they were pretty good. I don't know, Finian.
I thought they were beautiful arrangements, all of them.
Incredible.
The George Jackson one especially, I think, is a special place in all of our hearts.
Yeah, it really, it's always on repeat. And I think, in my opinion, Rain, Teskey Brothers, didn't know who they were before I heard that song on previous episode.
And I'm pretty sure they're Australian which is crazy.
You wouldn't really get from the intonation. Who's the second? Are there two brothers? Do they both sing? Only one of them sings?
From the sound of it, it just sounded like one singer in that song, but I don't know. Maybe they both sing.
But there's something about that song. It's like Otis Redding.
Yeah, exactly. They got
but
that.
Modern and just.
It's like their Tame Impala. There's actually one brother, and he does everything.
It like purposefully confuses people by naming the band the Teskey Brothers. One guy.
I might do that.
That's the Cocio siblings.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I like the.
Except you actually have.
I do have siblings. A brother, and he is a rapper. So.
Why don't we ever play his music?
Well, none of it's on Apple Music or Spotify. He's SoundCloud.
It's 2024. Come on.
We can play it? Well, maybe we'll do that then. He just came out with an album a couple weeks ago.
Why doesn't he put it on streaming services?
Oh, well, because honestly, that's a good question. He prefers SoundCloud, though, for some reason.
His audience is there, you know?
Yeah. He actually has haters, too, which I think...
What?
Yeah, you know, he's like a really... Like, obviously not a huge amount of listeners, but like there are people who come on his songs and they're like... You know, the stuff is trash. Like, you know, you should.
Are there also supporters or just?
Yeah, no. There are plenty of supporters, but it's just funny. Like, he likes it though. It's like it feels like it's almost like a rite of passage.
No,
like
for sure.
Having haters. Like,
but why is he not on streaming services?
I don't know.
Can't get haters on Spotify.
They're no. They should add like, comment sections.
They
That'd
should
be
not.
Lit.
Be they should not.
The new Taylor Swift album would be a war zone.
It would just crash the website. Right?
That's true.
Spotify already doesn't work whenever some big artist drops a.
That's true.
Album.
You have any thoughts on that, by the way? New Taylor Swift.
Well,
because I have some strong thoughts.
I heard it was. I think 31 songs, right?
Yeah. I think it's time for society to move on from Taylor Swift. Genuinely,
I don't think it's anything like. Emma and I, my lovely girlfriend, had a discussion about this. She likened Taylor Swift and her kind of audience and what it means to her audience to Kid Cudi. How Kid Cudi, like, kind of plays into, like, teenage to young adult male minds. And Taylor Swift does the same to teenage to young adult, like,
and is you're girls. Missing, and is unbelievably cringe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, like, hateable.
Well, yes. You know, the man broke his leg the other day, so let's go easy on him.
I'm sorry, but even that was so goofy. It was so sad. It was so goofy, and he's like, it's a cancel his tour. I feel bad for the guy. Yeah. But the difference between Kid Cudi and Taylor Swift is that Kid Cudi doesn't sell 2.5 million records first week.
And also, he can write a hook.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I think at this point, artistically bankrupt at this point.
Some of the songwriting on that album was laughable.
Egregious. Like, laughable.
I mean, come on. What was the one about Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto.
Dude, you could read that. Do you see the MF Doom? Like, yeah. That's an MF Doom bar.
Put that
on an MF Doom.
I just don't understand. I don't get it. I'm like, look, I'm lost.
We're not saying something that someone else hasn't already said.
I know, it's true, but like, I just need to vent.
Like, I saw the picture of the lyric card of that whole, like, verse. And I saw that and I was like, there's no way that this can make any sense with a beat behind it.
And there are people crying.
I listened to it and I still said there's no way.
There are people crying and listening to that stuff.
Have you seen the video where it's the girl reacting? They're sitting outside the stadium.
Yes, yeah. And she's like, the song that saved my life. Yeah. And then but her friends are like laughing at her in that video.
Was it Exile? Is that the song?
Yeah, I think so.
It's so funny.
And I used to love Taylor Swift, to be honest. I sound like a hater, but like, the new stuff I just can't get behind.
Yeah. Let's stop talking about this before my sister disowns me as her
brother. Call in at 855-915-9636 if you have any strong opinions on Taylor Swift.
For the next 3 minutes.
We will get back to the music right now.
Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Fast out.